8 minutes before 8, and a bit of Dancing Tight from Galaxy. Galaxy and Dancing Tight. If you'd like to do that, drop along to Brandy's tonight. Bob and I will be dancing tight, but not together, at the Bellegarde tonight. It's 5 and a half minutes now before 8, and hello to Rita Foy and her father and mother in Inchicore. Your letter came too late, by the way, yesterday to get this request in, but hope you tuned in this morning. Here's Ricky Skaggs, just for you, and a track called Heartbroke. Radio Nova coming up to 5 minutes to 8.
Of impending goodbye. I'm falling, I'm folded, I'm wilted in place. At the sight of you standing with streaks down your face. You got your heart broke, go running from the prison. Get your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? She's a four if you're lonely. She madness prevails upon reason to you. But all is not lost, it is only mistaken. A small consolation, but I know just how to feel. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Got your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? Well, nobody said it was going to be easy. We all have our weak sides that need some good touching. Nobody said that it would not be worth it. The human condition continues such. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Got your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, well, who kept me
Ricky Skaggs and...
My heart broke.
Yeah, thank you, Ricky.
My heart broke.
God, I let him into the program and he won't. Thank you, Ricky. And the 8 o'clock news is on the way.
The Big D is here. Open 7 days a week, the Big D brings a bright new look to DIY, gardening and home improvement. Brighten up the home this good weekend with 5 litres of Tetra Tech's brilliant white textured paint, only £4.99. And wallpaper from only 99p per roll. Stop in over the bank holiday weekend at Belgard Road and Georgia Street, Dublin, or Paladuff Road, Cork, and see the big difference the Big D can make.
E&J Lynham Properties offer amazing value in 3 and 4 bedroom semi-detached homes. They're at Ashington off the Navan Road, right opposite the Belvedere Sports Ground, and they're only 3 miles from the city centre. They qualify for all government grants. Viewings from 3 to 5 on Saturday and Sundays, and from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Contact Flynn and Associates on 211-311.
Prendergast, for aerials and towers, for colour or black and white. Contact Prendergast for aerials, you know you've got it right.
See it right, hear it right. Television and communications towers, supplied and erected by the specialists. Contact Prendergast on Dublin, 722-747.
Prendergast.
When I feel a little peckish, I reach for Krakots. Krakots are so light, so crispy, and of course, they don't crumble. But when you bite into Krakots, that delicious, scrumptious taste drives you more than crackers. Just think about it. You can top Krakots with cheese or salad or ham or jam or, yes, even a nice piece of chicken or pickles or salami or tomato or... Krakots. They're all crunch and no crumble. I mean, anything else is just crackers.
Gentlemen, here's £25 free from friends, and we mean it. Spend £100 on the latest men's fashions, we give you £25 worth of goods, and you're free to select whatever you like. Choose from those great European fashions at Friends Man Shops, Duke Lane and Johnson's Court, Grafton Street. It's like money in your trouser pockets. Be £25 smarter at Friends Man Shops.
Lions Tea Time, broadcasting to Dublin on 828 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock, this is Bob Gallico. Good morning. Talks to try to settle the Dublin dock strike are due to be resumed this morning in the Labour Court. They were adjourned last night to allow the employers, Dublin Cargo Handling, to consider proposals presented by the Marine Port and General Workers Union. Fianna Fáil is equally placed against the combined Fine Gael Labour parties in the latest opinion poll. 47% of those interviewed said they'd vote Fianna Fáil, 39% Fine Gael, and 8% Labour. The poll by Irish Marketing Surveys indicates that 73% are dissatisfied with Dr. Fitzgerald's rating as Taoiseach. The same poll indicates that only 1 in 3 of the electorate is now in favour of holding a referendum in relation to abortion. 47% are said to be opposed. In the north, a bomb went off in the center of Strabane in County Tyrone just before midnight, damaging a hardware shop and blowing out the windows of neighboring buildings. An RUC man was treated for shock after being blown off his feet by the blast. Early today, a Ford Fiesta stolen in Strabane was later found abandoned on the outskirts of the town. It's believed that it was used by the terrorists. British Army bomb experts carried out a series of controlled explosions on the vehicle before declaring it safe. In the United States, about 23 people have died in a fire on board an Air Canada DC-9 airliner, which made an emergency landing at Cincinnati on a flight from Dallas to Toronto. Altogether, 46 passengers and crew were on board the plane when the pilot radioed that it was on fire. He managed to come down in the middle of the runway. Some of the people were able to get out, but others were trapped inside. 18 people were taken to hospital. A strong earthquake shook Beirut early today, breaking windows and causing people to run from their homes. There were no immediate reports of serious damage or casualties. Hundreds of people fled from their houses in the southern suburbs of the city, thinking a bomb had gone off nearby. In New York, 2 men have been convicted of trying to buy 20 automatic M16 rifles for the IRA. Vincent Toner, who's 26, and Colm Murphy, who's 31, were caught last July in a trap set by the FBI. The two face jail sentences of up to 10 years. Police in Oxfordshire say 240 anti-nuclear protesters were arrested outside the American airbase at Upper Heyford yesterday. Altogether, 530 arrests have been made since the demonstrations began. The Labour Party deputy leader in Britain, Mr. Dennis Healey, has said he regrets using the word slaughter in his attack on Mrs. Thatcher, in which he accused her of glorying in the slaughter of the Falklands War. On BBC Television's Question Time program, Mr. Healey said he should have used the word conflict. On the same program, the Conservative Party chairman, Mr. Cecil Parkinson, said he welcomed Mr. Healey's retraction as far as it went. According to four opinion polls, the SDP Liberal Alliance's election prospects are improving. The polls say that the alliance has increased its support by between 3% and 6%. The Conservatives are said to have experienced a dip in support, and three of the polls register a fall in Labour support. Independent radio news from Dublin at 8:03. Radio
Nova. Thank you, Bob. And looking out the window this morning, not a pretty sight. Let's check out the weather forecast now for the Dublin area. Cloudy and close. Rain, heavy and possibly thundery at times. Clearing this evening. Oh, that's good news. The high 14 degrees Celsius. The winds southeasterly, force 4 to 5 on Dublin Bay.
Forgotten the words. That's the beat and can't get used to losing you. At the time now, 8:06 on Radio Nova. What a start to a bank holiday weekend. Still, we keep our fingers crossed for better weather starting this evening. That's what the forecast says, clearing this evening. Let's hope it stays that way for the whole weekend. 8:07.
When there's nothing but a slow, flowing dream that you're feeling. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made
That's this week's number one in America from Irene Cara, and that's called Flashdance. What a feeling. It's 10 and a half minutes past eight, and time for your highlight of the morning. Of course, it's Milestones of Pop History, and looking back in time on this date in 1965, the soundtrack of The Sound of Music went to number one for the first time, and it spent a total of 68 weeks at the top over the next 3 years. The Hills were alive. In 1964, the Rolling Stones debuted on American TV, appearing on The Dean Martin Show. I'll drink to that. And in 1967, Respect, a song written by Otis Redding, reached number one for Aretha Franklin in the United States. And in 1976, Queen are awarded a gold record for Bohemian Rhapsody. And in 1972, this record is released, marking the beginning of a very successful career for the Eagles. It's Radio Nova on a Friday morning at 11 minutes past 8. Let's take it easy.
Girl!
let the sound of your own wheel make you crazy.
From 1972. A song written by Jackson Brown, performed by the Eagles, and that one is called Take It Easy, which I will. Gosh, I'm easily influenced. That's a milestone of pop history this morning. 14 and a half minutes past 8, and the top news stories from Bob.
Thank you, Declan. Talks to try to settle the Dublin dock strike are due to be resumed this morning in the Labour Court. Fianna Fáil is equally placed against the combined Fine Gael Labour parties in the latest opinion poll. The poll shows that 73% are dissatisfied with Dr. Fitzgerald's rating as a sea shop. And in Britain, the Labour Party deputy leader in Britain, Mr. Dennis Healy, has said he regrets using the word slaughter in his attack on Mrs. Thatcher. And according to four opinion polls, the SDP Liberal Alliance election prospects are improving.
Get it right. Get it at the Tesco price.
Tesco introduces downright prices and more, like Tesco chickens, £2.39 plus half a dozen eggs free. Tesco sweet pickle, 35 pence, plus 25% extra free. That's even more to shout about.
Get it at Tesco, downright prices. Getting it right, just getting it Tesco.
Hi, I saw a great piece of theatre the other night at the Ablana in Basaris, the Red Rex production of True West. I'll tell you, it nearly lifted me out of my seat. For 2 hours, I was totally involved with four of the maddest characters I've ever encountered. They were warm, funny, touching, and very, very real. It's an explosive piece of writing brought to life by a fabulous cast. Vinnie McKay, Barry McGovern, Anna Manahan, and Mannix Flynn. You get down to the Ablana. This is one you shouldn't miss. It's the best night I've had in the theater for a long time. True West, 8:15 at the Ablana Basaris.
Would you like to own your very own 1,500 square foot dorm or bungalow for just £16.88 per week? The show house is open Monday to Friday, 10 till 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 2 till 5. So call McDermott & Heaton, Cara Court, Nace, or phone 045-83641.
When people buy car wax, they choose Simonize. But now, Simonize have introduced a revolutionary new product which puts car wax completely out of date. It gives a deep showroom shine that lasts up to 2 years. Simonize Liquid Diamond is easier to apply than any wax. In under an hour, diamond hard polymers form an impenetrable seal, protecting your car against grit, road tar, salt, tree sap, pollution, and the ultraviolet rays which fade paintwork. Liquid Diamond's unique formula gives you a high-gloss finish that no wax can match. Liquid Diamond. If it wasn't made by Simonize, nobody would believe it.
All inquiries to the sole agents in the Republic of Ireland. D. Dixon & Sons, Ireland Limited. 537 North Circular Road, Dublin 1. Telephone 741-322. That's 741-322.
It's Radio Nova on this Friday morning with the time now 17 minutes past 8. And Bob, you're going to threaten us with this again.
I'm threatening you with it again. We have our sort of final two entries. We have two more, and it seems to be all that are in. And so we'll kind of wrap it up today with another winner of the Busy Line competition. Now, I've one in from Margaret Forsyth. I'll read it perhaps afterwards. It's not quite singable with the tune, but it's a very cute little one, and thanks very much, love. But our winner today is from Hazel Sheridan. Hazel said, it takes a lot of practice to fit the words in with the rhythm. If you decide to sing it, please keep that in mind. I did, Hazel. It didn't take too much practice. And this is for the fourth year in our Ladies Grove Goat Town, who are doing their exams in June, especially Paula, Nuala, Nessa, Irene, and Linda. So for all you girls, and especially, of course, for the author of these words, Hazel Sheridan, here it comes.
By the way, the time now, 18 minutes past 8.
I put two five P's in the telephone and I love Radio Nova. Heard a burp, 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 busy line. Each time I tried to ring dear Decky, when he woke me up for brekkie, heard this burp, 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 busy line. First I wondered about this dreadful tone. I got up on my telephone. I wondered, could it be the P&T men? Then I heard an awful wailing and a crowing and a braying, and without a doubt I knew who it was then. It was poor Decky trying to sing upon his morning brekkie trekkie, trying busy line with Bobby Gallico. No request did I ever get, 'cause God, he's still there yet, singing that brr, 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 busy line.
Oh, I like it, Hazel. I like it.
Well, there's only the two of you.
Thank you, Hazel. And we're going to pick out an album for you and send it to you. What album have we got for her, Decky?
I think we have a copy of Thriller here by Michael Jackson.
That's thrilling.
If the young lady doesn't like it, well, that's a good album to swap in your local record shop. They certainly will, because they're sure to sell it.
Yeah, can I just read you this little verse from Margaret Forsyth?
Please do.
In the morning, I listen to Declan Meehan. He calls it the Brekkie Trekkie Show. He does, yes. Other people call it other things, but we won't go into that now. I tried to ring him up, but all I got was a burr, 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 busy line. Next morning, I brought my lucky cat. I put her down by the phone, but yet again, I got a burr, burr, busy line. Would Declan please answer the phone, or Bob Gallico, and switch off that little tune I hate, burr, 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 busy line.
And so say all of us.
Which was another good reason for not singing that version. Thank you, Margaret.
And the time now, 20 minutes past 8.
Thank you.
Latest single from Darrell Hall and John Oates, and that one is called Family Man. And the time now, 23 minutes past 8. Let's look at the birthday people today. Bishop James Kavanagh, the auxiliary bishop of Dublin, who's at present in the Church of the Holy Child Whitehall Parish. And Bishop Kavanagh is 69 today. Congratulations to him. Tony Curtis, the actor, is 59. Birmingham footballer Kevin Broadhurst is 24. On the musical scene today, Ian Hunter is 37. He was a member of Mott the Hoople. And also he said, "Hello," on a record about 1975. Susie Quattro is 33, Anita Harris, and Just Loving You. She's 41 today, and indeed the drummer with the Byrds, Michael Clark, is 39. Billy Powell, who is keyboards with Leonard Skinner, and will be playing a Freebird a little bit later on. And Billy Powell is 31 today. But also celebrating a man who started his career with the Impressions years ago, Curtis Mayfield, who's 41 today.
Hush that child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination, though you may find from time to time complications.
Magic record. Curtis Mayfield from 1971 and Move On Up. And Curtis celebrating his 41st birthday today. And more music from Curtis and indeed all the other birthday people on the Birthday File with Tom Hardy just after the 11 o'clock news right here on Radio Nova. 27 past 8, Linda Ronstadt.
I heard some talk around this town. Talk about you and me. How fooled by
That's a record that's in the American charts this week. Linda Ronstadt, and it's easy for you to say. Radio Nova at 29 minutes past 8.
What is turning John Bruton weak at the knees? What is Finbar Holland up to now? What does Maggie Thatcher like about Shannon? What would De Valera think of Bertie Ahern and Morris Manning? What Irish magazine reveals all? Success, out now.
When I feel a little peckish, I reach for Crackots. Crackots are so light, so crispy, and of course, they don't crumble. No, but when you bite into Crackots, that delicious, scrumptious taste drives you more than crackers. Just think about it. You can top Crackots with cheese or salad or ham or jam or, yes, even a nice piece of chicken or pickles or salami or tomato or... Crackots. They're all crunch and no crumble. I mean, anything else is just crackers.
The Big D is here! Open 7 days a week, the Big D brings a bright new look to DIY, gardening and home improvement. Brighten up the home this wood weekend with 5 litres of Tetra Tech's brilliant white textured paint, only £4.99, and wallpaper from only 99p per roll. Drop in over the bank holiday weekend at Bellegarde Road and Georgia Street, Dublin, or Paladuff Road, Cork, and see the big difference the Big D can make.
Listen to this. Three-bedroom bungalows for only £24,950. Yes, £24,950. Unbeatable value. McComb Group are giving away superb three-bedroom bungalows at Hazelmere on the Blessington Road, Nace, for only £24,950, with loan repayments from as little as £16.17 per week. And for a limited period only, this very special price also includes fitted carpets throughout. Visit the McComb Group Showhouse at Hazelmere on the Blessington Road, Nace this weekend. Or phone 941-219.
Important announcement. Please have pen and paper ready. You'll never get an opportunity like this again. Friends Ladies Shop at the Arlac Centre closes down in a few days. Take note of these giveaway prices. Cotton jackets and shirts, both £5 each. Party dresses, £10. Trousers and shorts, £5. Private collection suits, £49. Plus, exclusive designer evening wear, slightly shop-soiled, worth up to £200. Friends price, £25. The final few days of Friends Ladies Shop closing down sale, Arlac Centre. Miss it and be sorry forever.
You're tuned to Radio Nova, broadcasting from Dublin. The time is 29 minutes to 9, and here's Bob Gallico.
Talks to try to settle the Dublin dock strike are due to be resumed this morning in the Labour Court. Fianna Fáil is equally placed against the combined Fine Gael Labour parties in the latest opinion poll. In the north, a bomb went off in the centre of Strabane in County Tyrone just before midnight, damaging a hardware shop and blowing out the windows of neighbouring buildings. The man's expected to appear in court later this morning, charged with the murder of Reserve Police Constable Colm Carson outside Cookstown RUC station on Thursday a week ago. And in Belfast, a large number of families in the north of the city had to evacuate their homes when a suspect bomb was found at Henry Street last night. In the U.S., 23 people have died in a fire on board an Air Canada DC-9 airliner which made an emergency landing at Cincinnati on a flight from Dallas to Toronto. A strong earthquake shook Beirut early today, breaking windows and causing people to run from their homes. In New York, two men have been convicted of trying to buy 20 automatic M16 rifles for the IRA. And in Britain, according to four opinion polls, the SDP Liberal Alliance's election prospects are improving. The weather for Dublin, cloudy and close, rain heavy, possibly thundery at times, clearing this evening, the high 14 degrees Celsius, the wind southeasterly, force 4 to 5 on Dublin Bay. The main headlines in two of the morning papers indicate that somebody has been greasing the political poll. The coalition are sliding down it. Coalition's poll slump is the headline in the press. And in the Independent, coalition's popularity takes a big plunge, going on to say that the popularity of the coalition government has collapsed, with 73% of the nation's 2.3 million voters now expressing dissatisfaction with its performance. And the fortunes of Taoiseach Garrett Fitzgerald have sharply declined at the same time. On the other hand, a new Irish marketing surveys poll indicates a resurgence in the political fortunes of Fianna Fáil leader Charles Haughey, who now has, for the first time ever, a better performance rating than Dr. Fitzgerald. And so, from the ashes of the dynasty, which threatened to be gone forever not too many months ago, the resilient Mr. Haughey is rising again. What will the Phoenix say about the Phoenix now? The headline in the Times is Spring confirms legal action may delay referendum. The Minister for the Environment, Mr. Spring, confirmed last night that legal action had been initiated which could delay or prevent the holding of a referendum to amend the Constitution in relation to abortion, which 47% of the population don't want now anyway, according to the same poll that reported the coalition slide. Hopes for an end to the port strike continue to rise and fall. The latest feeling is one of hope. Union offer may end dock dispute. That from the Independent. Finally, on the front page of the Indo is a picture of Dr. Fitzgerald and Dr. Hillary on his return from Denmark. Taoiseach is laughing merrily, as is President Hillary. The caption is, "A funny thing happened on the way to Denmark." President Hillary obviously had an amazing story to tell the Taoiseach who met him at the airport. You remember the picture of me the other day looking at the glass case that was broken into and the world's most valuable collection of gold coins stolen? Well, the most amazing thing has happened.
Was that in Denmark?
That was in Denmark, yes. I suppose they won't have to borrow any money now for a while.
Well, there's something rotten there, would you say, in the state of?
It's the two little fellas that went with him, you see.
25 and a half minutes to 9.
My girl likes candy, a candy tree. She loves you, up off my feet. She's so fine, as can be. I know you will, and get me. Candy girl, I'm a rock. You look so sweet. Your face is sweet. Candy girl, all I want to say, when you're with me,
really need me, and when you always be there,
my girl's the best, and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girl's a joy. She don't play around, she's like two to four.
My girl likes candy, a candy tree. She loves me high up on my feet.
Tune to Radio Nova from Dublin, Friday morning's Brekkie Trekkie, the time now 22 minutes from 9. Here's Rick Springfield.
Roll and I hand you the keys. Give them
in. I almost believe you were made to be played by my hand. You've got the power that amazes me still. They play my emotions with consummate skill. I don't have to look any further than into your eyes.
Springfield with his current American hit single. That one is called Affair of the Heart. It's now 19 before 9. Don't forget, Bob and I shall be in Brandig's in the Bellegarde Hotel tonight, around about midnight, playing a few tunes. So if you'd like to come out and donate a few Bob, or buy us a drink, you're more than welcome. Terry DeSario and KC with a record from about 2 years ago. Yes, I'm ready. 18 and a half before 9.
I don't even know how to keep your name.
Terry Desario and KC and Yes, I'm Ready. 15 and a half before nine, actually, Bob Gallico brought me back the original version of that by Barbara Mason all the way from America as a little present. Yeah, wonder what he wants. It's now a quarter to nine.
You earthlings, very strange, putting paint with brush on frames of windows in houses. Evidence of no solution to problem.
Yes, there is. Global windows.
Global windows. Insufficient data.
Global aluminium windows and doors implement the Baco Glaze designer range. Are 100% draft and maintenance free, promise an end to painting and decorating, and are backed by a 10-year guarantee for parts and labor.
Global. Brilliant concept. Almost cosmic in its brilliance.
Call 308882 today and get a better view of the world through Global Windows.
Would you like to own your very own 1,500 square foot dorm or bungalow for just £16.88 per week? The show house is open Monday to Friday, 10 till 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 2 till 5. So call McDermott and Heaton, Cara Court, Nace, or phone 045-83641.
It's fantastic!
It's fantastic!
Having my photograph taken.
Yes, but what about developing and printing your films? Is it fantastic too, or slow and disappointing? For results you'll be proud of in a time that's amazing, come to One Hour Photo. One Hour Photo process on the premises in Dublin, Belfast and Cork with prints on Kodak paper, plus free photo album. Also same day service for enlargements. One Hour Photo. You don't have to wait any longer.
Take a walk on the Wildside, because at Wildside is sure to get what you're looking for. Wildside stock all the top names in shirts, jeans, jackets, suits, and knitwear. Get into shape and step into style at Wildside, 109 North King Street on the corner of Stony Batter.
The house looks very nice, dear. I see you've been studying the sales. Where did you get your net curtain?
We have created a nice little palace, haven't we? And when the Rembrandt goes over the fireplace,
it's better than the ducks. Where did you see who bought your net curtain?
They're international design, you know.
Oh, you bought them abroad?
No. Actually, I bought them at a fabric shop that's famous for all them top quality fabrics. Now they're introducing these unique international designs in net curtains by Paul Steiger.
Gosh, you mean Hickey's fabrics? Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Brighter windows make beautiful homes with Hickey's fabrics.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Center for your Opel.
Well, I suppose we still have a Nova Nag. What are we doing this Nova Nag for, Bob? We just never win.
You're not going to believe this, Declan. You're not going to believe it. It lost again yesterday.
I am going to believe it.
All right, well, there's four meetings today. Three on the flat, one over the jumps. Epsom, Catterick, Haydock on the flat, Stratford over the jumps. We'll persist with Epsom. Joe O'Leary, undaunted, says in the 3:10 at Epsom today. And the race is on television, so you can watch it win.
Thank you.
It's Kilby Cavalier, number 5 or 6 or something like that. Trained by Jimmy Etherington, ridden by Johnny Seagrave. Each way, Kilby Cavalier, the 3:10 at Epsom. Go on, watch it win. It's going to win today. I've got a feeling, got a small...
Well, we're lucky to be here, Bob, because on this date in 1980, the world stood on the brink of catastrophe.
No.
A tiny electric circuit in America's early warning computer system in Colorado Springs. It malfunctioned and announced that a massive missile attack had been launched on the United States. Nuclear bombers were scrambled, nuclear submarines alerted, and missile controllers had their hands on the button. They pushed Maggie out of the way,
yeah,
as she announced last week, and it took 3 minutes to discover it was a computer error. This date in 1980.
By the way, speaking of that kind of thing, amateur radio enthusiasts will be able to talk to an astronaut in space later this year during the next flight of the American Space Shuttle. One of the astronauts, Alan Garriott, is a radio ham in his spare time, and he'll take with him a battery-powered transmitter which will allow him to speak directly to fellow hams all over the world. So there's something for you to look forward to, isn't it?
You have 11 and a half minutes to 9. Tom Selnan, I think his name is, of Worcester, brought 50 people along to London. Yes, they wanted to see the England-Northern Ireland game. So they booked into a Kensington hotel, settled themselves in, did a bit of shopping, bought a few souvenirs, and then said, oh, the match is tomorrow night, let's get the tickets organized. So they decided to ring Wembley. How are we fixed for tickets for tomorrow's match? And they said, what match? England and Northern Ireland. Oh, that one. That's in Belfast, actually.
Good morning, Mr. Dickey. Try to control your excitement, sir. Here's your cup of lion's tea.
And the time now, 10 and a half minutes to 9. As I have me little cuppa with the Police, number one this week.
Every breath you take. Every step you take, I'll be watching.
Well, it's a long time since they were at number one. Now they're back. The Police and Every Breath You Take. The time now is 8 minutes before nine. And hello to Annette Hudson, our young lady from the Met Office in Dorky, who reports that it's raining this morning. Thank you, Annette. Also, hello to the gang at Metro that just phoned in and said that those lights at Baker Street Bridge on both sides are still out of order. They were out of order yesterday evening, still out this morning. They're causing chaos and traffic, backed up as far as Jury's on the way in this morning. So avoid coming up by Baker Street Bridge. And hello to Tommy and Philip, and the message to you is Martin will join you tomorrow in the lorry. Coming up to 7 minutes before nine, here's one from the American charts, Naked Eyes, and there's always something there to remind me.
Along the city streets you used to walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how it used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? I pass a small cafe where I see you dance at night, and I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss, hold you tight. Well, how can I forget you, girl?
It's a British band that's in the American charts this week with a song which is years and years old. There'll be something there to remind me. Naked Eyes. Tom Hardy's arrived, but here's Bob Gallico with news of a competition.
That's right. We have two tickets to give away again for the True West at the Oblana in Basaras. And you're going to ask the question, aren't you, Decky?
No, I have no idea what the question is, Bob.
All right, well, I'll ask the question. And don't phone till after the 9 o'clock news, because
okay.
You can phone me me on 604063 after the 9 o'clock news. Here is the question, so get your thinking caps on. Barry McGovern, one of the stars of True West, last appeared in a play at the Gate Theater, which also had a small cast.
What was
the name of that play?
604043, if you know the answer.
Well, 063, should we say, or either of those two numbers, after the 9 o'clock news, I'll talk. Okay,
okay, from me, till Monday, bye-bye. Don't forget, it is Bob and I in Brandy's tonight. Bye-bye.
You earthlings, very strange, putting paint with brush on frames of windows in houses. Evidence of no solution to problem.
Yes, there is. Global windows.
Global windows. Insufficient data.
Global aluminium windows and doors implement the Baco Glaze designer range, are 100% draft and maintenance free, promise an end to painting and decorating, and are backed by a 10-year guarantee for parts and labor.
Global. Brilliant concept. Almost cosmic in its brilliance.
Call 308882 today and get a better view of the world through Global Windows.
Join the Heytesbury Social Club, and soon you could possibly be the proud owner of a beautiful Muse home worth £90,000. Number 35 Heytesbury Lane, Balls Bridge, is just minutes from Baggot Street, Stevens Green and Herbert Park. It has three bedrooms, three reception rooms, a fully equipped kitchen, two bathrooms, a small rear garden, and double parking in the front. The house is curtained and carpeted throughout. Membership of the Heytesbury Social Club costs a mere £30. Call and view from 5 till 7 p.m. daily, and on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. Or telephone 685-998 for further details. That's 685-998. Join the Heytesbury Social Club, and who knows, you too could soon be living in Balls Bridge. That telephone number again for full details is 685-998. That's 685-998.
Gentlemen, here's £25 free from friends, and we mean it. Spend £100 on the latest men's fashions, we give you £25 worth of goods, and you're free to select whatever you like. Choose from those great European fashions at Friends Man Shops, Duke Lane and Johnson's Court, Grafton Street. It's like money in your trouser pockets. Be £25 smarter at Friends Man Shops.
Home buyers, just listen to this. For a little more than the cost of a three-bedroom semi-detached home elsewhere, own your own four-bedroom detached home adjacent to all amenities and qualify for £4,000 government grants and subsidy. Be one of the first three lucky people to place a deposit on these superb homes at Central Park Lane, only a few minutes from the Nacejewel carriageway, and a four-bedroom detached home is yours for just £34,000. Contact Peg Joyce of Joyce O'Toole Auctioneering now on 271511 or 941746 for details of this offer of a lifetime. Show house open 3 to 5.30 Saturday and Sunday or by appointment.
It's Lions Tea Time. Broadcasting to Dublin on 828 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. Talks to try to settle the Dublin dock strike are due to be resumed this morning in the Labour Court. They were adjourned last night to allow the employers, Dublin Cargo Handling, to consider proposals presented by the Marine Port and General Workers Union. Fianna Fáil is equally placed against the combined Fine Gael Labour parties in the latest opinion poll. 47% of those interviewed said they'd vote Fianna Fáil, 39% Fine Gael, and 8% Labour. The poll by Irish Marketing Surveys indicates that 73% are dissatisfied with Dr. Fitzgerald's rating as Taoiseach. In the north, a bomb went off in the center of Strabane in County Tyrone just before midnight, damaging a hardware shop and blowing out the windows of neighboring buildings. An RUC man was treated for shock after being blown off his feet by the blast while trying to clear the area. Early today, a Ford Fiesta stolen in Strabane was later found abandoned on the outskirts of the town. It's believed it was used by the terrorists. British Army bomb experts carried out a series of controlled explosions on the vehicle before declaring it safe. And in Belfast, a large number of families in the north of the city had to evacuate their homes when a suspect bomb was found at Henry Street last night. British Army bomb experts were called in to carry out two controlled explosions, and people were allowed to return home after it was found to be safe. One of the eight men detained in West Belfast after the discovery of explosives has been removed to hospital. The RUC say the man is a diabetic and had refused to have insulin injections. Six men were arrested on Monday after about 400 pounds were found in a disused factory, and two more men were detained later. A man is expected to appear in court later this morning, charged with the murder of Reserve Police Constable Cullen Carson outside Cookstown RUC station on Thursday, a week ago. In the United States, 23 people have died in a fire on board an Air Canada DC-9 airliner, which made an emergency landing at Cincinnati on a flight from Dallas to Toronto. Altogether, 46 passengers and crew were on board the plane when the pilot radioed that it was on fire. He managed to come down in the middle of the runway. Some of the people were able to get out, but others were trapped inside. 18 people were taken to hospital. A strong earthquake shook Beirut early today, breaking windows and causing people to run from their homes. There were no immediate reports of serious damage or casualties. Hundreds of people fled from their houses in the southern suburbs of the city, thinking a bomb had gone off nearby. In New York, two men have been convicted of trying to buy 20 automatic M16 rifles for the IRA. Vincent Toner, who's 26, and Colm Murphy, who's 31, were caught last July in a trap set by the FBI. The two face jail sentences of up to 10 years. In Britain, another 40 people have been arrested this morning outside the American air base at Upper Heyford in Oxfordshire. It's the fourth morning of an anti-nuclear demonstration in which protesters are trying to disrupt traffic in and out of the base. 240 people were detained yesterday after they'd been sitting in the road. And finally, the Financial Times has failed to appear again for the third day in succession. Machine minders belonging to the National Graphical Association are in dispute over pay. Journalists on the paper have asked the TUC to intervene. Independent radio news from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past nine.
Radio Nova.
Thank you, Bob. This morning's weather, cloudy and close. Rain heavy, possibly thundery at times. Clearing by this evening, the high 14 degrees Celsius, and the wind southeasterly force 4 to 5 on Dublin Bay.
Dance the blues, so the song that plays.
could look into my eyes.
Nearly 10 minutes past nine this Friday morning, the 3rd of June 1983. David Bowie's Let's Dance plus Marshall Crenshaw with Someday, Some Way to start us off this morning. And Bob, I believe you have details on this morning's competition, tickets for True West.
That's right, we were giving away two tickets to True West. The question was, what was Barry McGovern's last appearance before True West? It was at the Gate Theater, and it was Private Lives. And the winner was Fiona Maloney of Goatstown. She gets two tickets to go and see True West.
Thank you, Bob. And congratulations to, the name once again?
Fiona Maloney.
Fiona. Thank you.
Which one? There's Artane Castle or Dunleary Shopping Centre, Dawson Street or Marlborough Street?
Anyone will do, as long as I get there ahead of the crowd.
How is that? Is there some sort of celebration or what?
Haven't you heard? Graham O'Sullivan's are giving away a holiday for two in the Greek islands. All you have to do is buy a large Coca-Cola and drop in your receipt. But hurry, please. Everyone will be there.
Drop in to any Graham O'Sullivan's for a long, cool Coke. You could win a fabulous Greek holiday. But you'd better hurry. Everyone will be there.
Have you considered changing your car, being put off by a poor trade-in allowance and a high rate of replacement car? Well, call Leo Cody Motor Group on 907-023 on the south side and 301-277 on the north side for top trade-in allowance against any new car and the cheapest used cars in town. Remember, the Leo Cody Motor Group for A to Z service.
Get your road shoes on and get on the run with Radio Nova and Puma. The Radio Nova Puma 10K on September 25th over 10 kilometers in aid of the Bone Marrow for Leukemia Fund is going to be Ireland's most exciting road run ever. So get the whole family running. Pop into your nearest sports shop or send a large stamped addressed envelope to P.O. Box 1365 Dublin 6 for your copy of the Puma newsletter with all the details of the exciting Radio Nova Puma 10K.
Everything, that's right, everything in summer fashion sizes 8 to 16 is under £20 for the next 2 weeks at Misfits, 4 Upper O'Connell Street, beside McDowell's.
In stereo.
Thank you.
26 minutes past nine, Radio Nova on a wet Friday morning.
You tell us the start of the weekend.
Three songs, The Eurythmics, The City Never Sleeps, The Police, Every Breath You Take, and the Alan Parsons Project from a few months ago with I Am The Sky. To take us round to the headlines and then the job spot, the current single from Elton John. I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. My face in your hands.